This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
This is The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
Let's get into it and today's baseball slate and go in the rotation.
In the rotation.
Charge. All right, Jenks, let's start with the big one in Atlanta. We've got the Mets and the Braves. Mets minus 120 on the road here. If you like the Braves at home, they're at even money. Over-under set at a very low 6.5 because we have two of the aces dueling here. Jacob DeGrom of the Mets, 5-3 this season with a 2.93 ERA. Going against the lefty, Max Fried of Atlanta, who's 13-7 with a 2.50 ERA. Last time out, we saw that Jacob DeGrom was, in fact, human. And maybe the sky was falling because he gave up 5 runs to the lowly A's. But we were just talking about this. Are we going to say, well, I don't want to back Jacob DeGrom anymore because of one start? Or are you saying, let's look at the bigger picture here and say, well, Jacob DeGrom is still a very quality pitcher. But Jenks, this game's basically a pick'em. Well, I guess minus 120, not a pick'em, yeah. But still. Who are you picking here?
It's pretty close. I mean, this is about as close to a pick'em as it gets without it being even money on both sides. So you're right about this. I'm going to go with the Braves at even money. I do think Jacob DeGrom, you know, had that one start, so it's not fair to sort of let that represent his season. He's been fantastic, but he hasn't been quite, it's close, he hasn't quite been the Jake DeGrom that we've seen, at least, or that we saw earlier in the year. He's given up 11 runs in his last 3 starts. I think that gives the slight edge to the Braves, and the Braves at home are a different animal, Chelsea. They've won 9 of their last 10 at home. Max Fried has given up just 6 earned runs to the Mets in his last 3 starts. I think there's value on the Braves here. This should be a true coin flip. It's not. I like the Braves.
I think I like the Braves too. It's just a matter of deciding whether I like them in the first 5 or the full game, because I still don't really trust the Braves bullpen. They've given it up. But Max Fried's been really good against the Mets in his season so far. 2 runs exactly in each of his starts against the Mets. Most of these coming as quality starts. However, I think there's a fun way I'm going to play this one. And bear with me here, because I think I'm going to do an alternate strikeout parlay. Max Fried, 4 plus strikeouts. Jacob DeGrom, 7 plus strikeouts. And a teased up under of 8.5. Because I do think we see a lower scoring game, because I think one of these pitchers is going to deal. I'm not sure if they're both, you know, going to give up 3 or 4 runs. I think somebody has a big night. So I think that's the way I'm going to be playing it. All those together, minus 120. I know it's a little meandering, but still, it's either that or the Braves for me.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. So I'm going to stick with the Braves here. And again, I think playing at home is the tipping point for me, which made me decide to go with the Braves just because they're so hard to beat in Atlanta. Regardless, this should be a fantastic baseball game.
Yeah, if there's ever a home field advantage in the regular season, I think this is going to be it. A Friday night in Atlanta against a team that you hate with playoff implications on the line. I'll be chopping with the Braves. Let's go to Milwaukee, where the Marlins and the Brewers face off. Brewers minus 175, Marlins plus 145, over-under set at 6. I read some article how Sandy Alcantara, a pitcher for one of the worst teams in baseball, is playing a huge role in playoff implications for the Brewers. And we know that the Brewers are still trying to make that final wild card push, I believe. Only a half game back behind the Phillies in the wild card race, but they're going against one of the best pitchers in all of baseball, Sandy Alcantara this season, 14-8 with a 2.32 ERA. Corbin Burnes has been great as well, 11-8 with a 3.11 ERA, and that's why the total set at 6. So, Jinx, how do you go about playing this one?
I keep doing this and I keep losing. Well, it's only happened a couple times, but I'm doing it again. I'm going Marlins first 5 money line. I'm going to try to get me some plus money. It's plus 125. Now, if you go Marlins first 5 run line, which is a half run, it moves into minus money. So I'm hoping that worst case scenario is I get a push or I get some plus money. Sandy Alcantara, 2-1 in his last 3 starts. He's given up 4 earned in his last 24 innings while striking out 22. And Burnes is a stud himself. We know that, but has an ERA over 5 in his last 7. There's no way I'm laying $1.75 with the Brewers. The sabotage factor, of course, is that the Marlins can't hit the baseball, so maybe they don't generate any offense. But I'm going to go Alcantara, first 5 money line, plus 125. Some plus money on the card today, Chelsea.
Yeah, I like the Marlins here, too, in the first 5. Not trusting that bullpen. Even over a BetMGM, you can do first 7 bets. So if you think Sandy Alcantara can go deep in this game like he's gone deep in most games this season, and that's why he has stood out above a lot of pitchers because he's not just going 5 innings, maybe that's the way to go. The Marlins have actually scored some runs lately, not a ton of runs, but 4 runs or more in each of the last 3 games, which doesn't sound like a lot. But for the Marlins, that's actually a huge improvement over the stretch in which they were going under 3 runs just about every game. So I think maybe this is the time that it finally cashes, because I think we've backed Sandy Alcantara plus money many a time on this show. Let's go to Toronto, where the Red Sox and the Blue Jays go head-to-head. Blue Jays minus 200, Red Sox plus 165. Nick Pivetta going for the Sox, 10-11 with a 4.48 ERA against Alek Manoah of Toronto, 15-7, 2.31 ERA, over-under 8.5. Jinx, I think I know where you're going, but let's see if I'm right.
Oh, I know you're going to be right. Blue Jays first 5 run line. Come on, how do you not play this? One of my favorite plays of the day. Got a win on the first 5 run line last night. Alek Manoah has not given up more than 2 runs in a game since August the 16th, month and a half. He's faced Boston 3 times this season, giving up 4 earned in 20 innings. Conversely, you have Nick Pivetta, not trustworthy at all. He's given up at least 3 runs in his last 3 outings, and in 3 starts against the Blue Jays this season, Chelsea, he's allowed 9 runs in 10 1/3 innings, almost a run per inning. This is a perfect run line play. I'm on it. Blue Jays first 5 run line, minus 135 at BetMGM.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Also, a bet that's been hot is Nick Pivetta over his walks prop, which is very specific, but he has not been great with his command, so maybe that trend continues tonight. Also, if you don't like the first 5 run line, which I do, you can also play a total on the Blue Jays. Right now, if you like a team total for Toronto, it's set at 4.5. So if you like the over, it's minus 115, under minus 110. I do think they get to 5 runs with that prolific offense and the way that the Red Sox bullpen is, combined with the fact that Nick Pivetta has been far from good. I think I like the Blue Jays, their team total, and also that first 5 run line. Staying in the, or going to the NL East for this one, we've got a doubleheader between the Phillies and the Nats. Game 1, Philly minus 175, Nats plus 145, over under 8.5. Bailey Falter going for the Phillies, 5-4, 4.21 ERA. Eric Fetty for Washington, 6-11, and a 5.34 ERA. Jenks, you know how I feel about betting on doubleheaders. I don't love it, but do you think there's an angle here?
Well, I don't like betting on doubleheaders either. I'm like you, but I'm going to go back to what I said yesterday. How can you trust the Phillies? How? You're going to lay $1.75 at Philly? Go for it. They've lost 6 straight away from home. They got swept by the Cubs of all teams. Now, I will say they do own the Nationals. They have, what, beat the Nationals in 8 out of their last 10 meetings, so they've been very good against Washington. That said, the Phillies aren't hitting the ball. Their bullpen has been atrocious. I mentioned that sweep at the hands of Chicago. I'm not laying the money here. If anything, I put a sprinkle on the Nats. And even Bailey Falter, he's been okay recently, ERA of 3.55 in his last 7 starts. But it's not enough for me to trust Philly because their bats, which is normally their bread and butter, have gone completely ice cold. So I'm going to stay away from this series. But if I am betting, I'm betting on the Nats.
What about an under? Do you think at some point we see the Philly bats wake up? And you talked about Bailey Falter. He's coming off a bad game, but it was against the Braves, who are one of the better offenses in baseball. But I think 8.5, maybe it's worth a play on the under. Although, like I said, I don't absolutely love it.
The problem with this matchup is that, and I can hear it in your voice, you're having to talk yourself into a bet, which is far be it for me to tell you how to bet because you're great at that. But I can hear you say, well, maybe the under is the right play here, or I might put a sprinkle. Like, even I hear it myself. When you hear that tone in your own voice where you're trying to talk yourself into a bet, it's probably a stay away. And this is absolutely one of those matchups where I'm trying to talk myself into maybe a sprinkle on the Nats, or maybe the Phillies bats come alive, or maybe the under. There's just so many possibilities as to how this could go based on how the Phillies have done or what they have not accomplished in the past couple of weeks, that this just screams stay away for me.
Well, I think it goes back to the theory that you can see trends and see that, you know, the Phillies haven't been hitting the ball, but at some point they're going to break that trend. And trends aren't always predictive. And I think that's the bottom line, is sometimes you got to take the numbers in front of you and say, there are some good bats in this lineup. So maybe be a little cautious. In the second game of that series, that doubleheader, Noah Syndergaard going against Anibal Sanchez. We don't have a line on that one, so not a whole lot to talk about. So let's go to San Diego, where the White Sox and Padres have a game. We've got Padres -200, White Sox +170, over under 7 runs. We've got Davis Martin going for the White Sox, 2-5 with a 3.86 ERA. Yu Darvish going for the Friars, 16-7 this year with a 3.05 ERA. Jenks, I don't like betting on the White Sox because I feel like every time I trust them, they're absolutely terrible, which has not been much this year. I do not want to bet on the White Sox in any form or fashion just because the fielding percentage has been one of the worst in baseball. They give up a ton of unearned runs. So how do you think you play this one?
First of all, I want to give you a round of applause for calling the Padres the Friars. You never hear that anymore, but you're absolutely right about that. I don't want to bet the Red Sox here. I'm on Yu Darvish. I'm actually going to go for a little more plus money here. I like the Padres on the run line at +105 just because I'm going to back Yu Darvish. He's won 6 straight decisions, but in those decisions, Chelsea, the last 5 have covered the run line. It's always interesting to me how, for some reason, and there's not necessarily a lot of rhyme or reason to it, some players just get run support, and some pitchers do not. Yu Darvish is one of those guys. Even though San Diego is not the best hitting team, when he is on the mound, they seem to hit well behind him. So I'm going to go Padres, Friars, run line, +105, and add that to my card. See if that comes home. I'm like you. I tend to stay away from the White Sox because they keep burning me.
Yeah, this is like the disappointment bowl. Remember when everybody thought the Padres were going to be like the cream of the crop in the NL West since they got Juan Soto? And remember when the White Sox were -190 to win their division? Yeah, It's the disappointment and, you know, not exceeding expectations bowl between the White Sox and the Padres. So maybe we'll see a good game between those two. One other play that I'm kind of hoping to get a good read on, Merrill Kelly over a strikeout prop. Right now set at 5.5. He has been a strikeout machine, but we didn't get to that game. So maybe later in the show.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.